produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. This is Dr. V with Love Your Making. Love Your Making is a leader-to-leader Sage Cup conversation. Sage Cup conversation with leaders all over the world. I am so grateful to God that He's given me this assignment and so grateful to Finding Your Way and the Josie's Inspirational Network that we partner together to share the gospel all over the world. You're a part of that. My particular assignment is to let you know how much God loves you as a leader and to encourage you as a leader to love your making. Listen, leadership is not easy. It's very challenging. It's very hard. As Moses, right? As Job, as David, as Paul even, as Peter, John, all the disciples, you know, as anybody, as Esther even, you know, that's there. But listen, within yourself, you know that leadership is very, very challenging. And we can do nothing well without the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. We can do nothing well without living, moving, and having our being in Christ Jesus. We can do nothing well except God perform it through us, right? Listen. We need to live and move and have our being in Him. And so we do. We're on a reading of the last chapters of St. John. Last time we were together, we were on chapter 16. Today, we're going to go through chapter 17. I don't know if we're going to go further than that, but we will do chapter 17, right? But before we do that, I want you to grab your Bibles. And while you're grabbing your Bibles, I'm going to start praying, right? We're going to need prayer. We're going to need the leading guiding of the Holy Spirit as we just focus on a few of the verses in this passage and just talk about it a little bit. Might it develop us as leaders and take us on down the road and cause us to be able to stand and do all that we can do to stand all the more. And listen, that everything that we do it in love. Now, faith, not hope, but the most The greatest of these, right? The greatest of these is what? The greatest of these is love, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. We magnify your name this day. Thank you for being such a good and loving God to us. Thank you for being a God that where your mercy endureth how long? Forever. Oh, God. We can't imagine our lives without you, neither do we want to. Oh God, we want to be found as your servant David, after your own heart as a leader, oh God. And we know that left to our own devices, we will go 2 foot to the left or 2 foot to the right, or we will let sin come and overtake us. But like David, he said unto us, it was good. You know, I was glad rather when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. And so when we come together on this broadcast, Father God, and we approach your throne, Father God, we are coming into you because we can, again, do nothing well without you. We need to come in and worship you. We need to learn from you. We need to live in your wisdom. We need to love like you love, and we need to lead like you lead. And Father, for you to get the glory of out of our lives, for you to be magnified, oh God, for the light that is shining in us to be your light, Father God, oh, what an honor. We submit ourselves to you, that we're nothing without you, and neither do we want to be anything without you. We are your leaders. We are recipients of your love, and we want to be conduits of your love. And we know that we need you to help us to do just that. Now, Father, we yield ourselves totally to the leading and guiding and the teaching of the Holy Spirit, that he might lead us and guide us into all truth, that our ears, our hearts, and our spirits are open to your truth. We know that we will be built up, oh God, if we listen to your truth. And so we thank you, oh God, for setting us up to do just that. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen. I've been excited since we were together last time because I decided that I was going to go and read these last chapters, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, I believe, of John. I was going to read them in different translations because I wanted to just get the flavoring of it, get some plain English sometime, just get it. And you know, because I'm such a lover, lady lover is what they call me here, Dr. V, the love warrior, what they call me here in the States. You know, I love the Passion Translation of the Bible. And so I decided I was going to move away from the King James for a minute. You can go back there. You can read it. You can read along with it. It's not going to take you too far to the left or too far to the right. But I wanted to read it from the Passion Translation tonight, the 17th chapter of St. John. And, you know, just follow along with me. I believe that we're going to glean together something amazing from this translation as it is read. So I'm going to start reading, okay? You got your Bibles? Whatever version you get is fine. This version is not going to, again, take you too far off of that place. All righty, here we go. Chapter 17. Jesus finished the Father's work is the heading of the Passion Translation. This is what Jesus prayed as he looked up into heaven. Father, the time has come. Unveil the glorious splendor of your Son, so that I will magnify your glory. You have already given me authority over all people, so that I may give the gift of eternal life to all those that you have given to me. Eternal life, verse 3, means to know and experience you as the only true God, and to know and experience Jesus Christ as the Son whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth by faithfully doing everything you told me to do. So, my Father, restore me back to the glory that we shared together when we were face to face before the universe was created. Wow, I could stop right there and talk about it, but I'm going to keep moving. Jesus prayed for his disciples. The next heading, Father, I have manifested who you really are, and I have revealed you to the men and women that you gave to me. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have fastened your word firmly to their hearts. And now, at last, they know that everything I have is a gift from you. And the very words you gave to me to speak, I have passed on to them. They have received your words, and they carry them in their hearts. They are convinced that I have come from your presence, and they have fully believed that you sent me to represent you. Verse 9, so with deep love, hallelujah, I love that part, I pray for my disciples. I'm not asking on behalf of the unbelieving world, but for those who belong to you, those you have given me. So, for all who belong to me now belong to you. And all who belong to you now belong to me as well. And my glory is revealed through your, or rather their, surrendered lives. Hallelujah. That was verse 10. Verse 11 says, Holy Father, I am about to leave this world to return and be with you, but my disciples will remain here. Holy Father, each one that you have given me, keep them in your name so that they will be united as one, even as we are one. While I was with these that you have given me, I was guarding them and keeping them in your name. Not one of them is lost except the one that was destined to be lost so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now, verse 13, I am returning to you. So, Father, I pray that they will experience and enter into my joyous delight in you, so that it is fulfilled in them and overflows. I have given them your message, and that is why the unbelieving world hates them. For their allegiance is no longer to this world, because I am not of this world. I'm not asking that you remove them from the world, but I ask that you guard their hearts from evil. For they no longer belong to this world any more than I do. Verse 17, your word is truth, so make them holy by the truth. I have commissioned them to represent me just as you commissioned me to represent you. And now I dedicate myself to them as a holy sacrifice, so that they will live as fully dedicated to God and be made holy by your truth. Verse 20, Jesus prays for you. And I ask not only for these disciples, but also for all those who will one day believe in them through their message. I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one. I pray for them to become one with us, so that the world will recognize that you sent me. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them, so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. You live fully in me, and I live fully in them, so that they will experience perfect unity, and the world will be convinced that you have sent me. For they will see that you love each one of them with the same passionate love that you have for me. Verse 24, Father, I ask that you allow everyone that you have given to me to be with me where I am. Then they will see my full glory, the very splendor you have placed upon me, because you have loved me even before the beginning of time. Verse 25, you are my righteous Father. But the unbelieving world has never known you in the perfect way that I know you. And all of those who believe in me also know that you have sent me. Verse 26, I have revealed to them who you are, and I will continue to make you even more real to them. so that they may experience the same endless love that you have for me. For your love will now live in them, even as I live in them. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love this passion version, the way they say it. That is not, it breaks it down to me in a very plain and simple way. Listen, listen, listen. Jesus prayed for his disciples and for us because he asked that his disciples give to us what he gave to them. All right? He asked his disciples to be anointed and appointed in such a way that their whole mission was to make sure that they reveal Jesus and who sent him. And also that they not only reveal that, God, you sent Jesus to the world so that we might have eternal life, but also he wanted his disciples to convey to us in a very real way. Listen, the love that God has for Jesus, God has for us, and he wants us to be one like he and Jesus are one. He wants us to be one with them. Oh my God. This to me was one of the most powerful prayers that Jesus prayed for us and his disciples. First his disciples and then us. And then his disciples made disciples, which were we are, right? So he was telling the leaders that he was preparing. He was praying for them in such a way that this thing might be sealed. It's a sealed deal. It's a done deal. They are not, they're in this world. I'm leaving them in this world, but they're not of this world. And what I want to give them is the truth that you and I are one and they are one with us, and that the same love that you have for me, you have for them. What a message, as the kids say. What a message. What a message. What a message. What a message. Listen, leaders. Let's get back to basic. Let's, in this world where everybody is trembling, trying to hold on to what peace they have, I believe that this 17th chapter of St. John is going to help them kind of get to and receive that place of peace, because Jesus is saying to them, listen, the Father loves you as he loved me. The Father is going to protect you as he protected me. The Father gave me you to me, and I have given back to him. And listen, we're one, and nothing's going to happen to you in this world that I am not going to be a part of, that I'm not going to be with you in it, that I'm not going to protect you in it, that I'm going to keep you from the evil one. Yes, yes, yes. Because there's another scripture that says, listen, there's nothing, no temptation that is common unto man, but when we are tempted, he will rate what? He will what? He will provide a way of escape for us. This is still happening to God's disciples through Jesus. He's providing a way of escape for us. He's leaving us his peace. He's protecting us from the evil one. He is doing all of those things still today as if he was right here. Why? Because he imparted to his disciples just what he had, his station in life in God. Amen. And so that when we receive this oneness, it's more than just a word. When we receive this oneness, we receive all the benefits that are wrapped up in that. We see protection. He is our strength and our very refuge. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. We receive his wisdom. We're open to that. The Bible says we lack wisdom. Ask God. He gives us what? Freely. There's so many benefits. He daily loads us up with benefits. But again, here is Jesus. Jesus saying, listen, let them know how much you love them. Let them know how much in this world they're going to be protected. Let them know how much we are one. Let them know how this thing has really been sealed, because I'm praying it now. And I believe he said at one time, listen, I think it was at Lazarus' tomb. He says, I'm not praying this because I don't believe that you don't hear me. I know when I pray, you always hear me. But I'm praying this so those that are standing by, for their benefit. But in this prayer, this was between him and God. He was praying for what God had given him, what he had kept, how he had taught them and given them the tools that they need to become strong fishermen, and he had given them the power to cast out demons and to do great exploits and to teach a life-giving gospel, an eternal gospel, a gospel full of the love of God, a gospel full of the peace of God, a gospel that protects, a gospel that gives strength, a gospel that goes before us and make the crooked places straight. He says, listen, in this gospel that I've given them, I've already said that you are this kind of God. I revealed you to them, Father. You're this kind of God. You sent your word and it will not come back void. You sent your word and it healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. I was teaching them all of that. I was teaching them about you. I let them know who you are. I let them know that you sent me. And they were able to declare before I left here, I know you must have been sent from God. I know you had to have been sent from God. Nobody could do this, but unless they had not been sent from God. Rabbi, great teacher you are. He gave them so much evidence that he had come from you. And then we found him praying here at the end. Let them know that we are one. This is what I want to grab from that, glean from that. I hope you get this when you read it and when you study it on your own. God, we are one. And they are one with us. Let them know that. Let them know that. In other words, let them believe that and let them find assurance in that. Huh? Verse 21. Let me read it again for you. I'm going to read it out of the King James so you know that I really have read it to you already. That they may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You know, still today we're living in a world where people believe that Jesus was not the sent one. Go figure, right? But they do. And it's up to us as disciples to continue to go on and share this truth. Jesus was sent from God. God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him might have life. Amen. They might have life in that eternal. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, thank you for praying for us. Thank you for presenting us back to God. Thank you for teaching on before you left about the power of oneness and us knowing that. The power of agreement with us knowing that the Father didn't make a mistake when he sent the Son because the Son got the work done. You heard it from Dr. V first. Let me say it again. The Father made no mistake in sending the Son, the one called Jesus Christ. He was the one to get the job done, and he did. Listen, he did a great work in us as leaders. You know, that was the so great a love. He became incarnate to us. He became love to us. He walked on the earth. He showed his disciples and pointed the way and gave them the truth, nothing but the truth. And so when you carry this gospel, you carry the truth and nothing but the truth. I want to encourage you in your making. Go back to the basics. Remember what God did in his son. Remember what his son came to teach us. Remember the relationship he had with the Father that you now have with the Father, which is a glorious, magnificent, awesome, tight, shown up tight spirit, you know, nothing but spirit, nothing but power, nothing but love. Pure love relationship. We can have that in God, right? Listen, let's pray quickly as we close out. Father, thank you for chapter 17 of St. John. Thank you for what we're gleaming from it. Thank you for the oneness teaching that Jesus taught through his prayer. Thank you that we experience this truth in our lives as leaders. Thank you that we feel the love of the Lord in this prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for the power in this prayer that prayed that we will be protected from the evil one. Even in these last and evil days, we are protected from the evil one. Thank you for being our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we praise you and we pray. This has been Love Your Making with Dr. V. Until next time, remember, we are one in God, in Jesus. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.